So the question is, I'm a very picky eater, very picky drinker. I don't really like wine very much. I don't like wine at all. I don't really like grape juice. It's very too sweet for me. So the question is, do I have to drink, huh? Scotch. Yeah, just scotch, right. I wish it was just scotch. Maybe peach Snapple. But, the question is that what do you do with Kiddush? You know, so really are you supposed to drink? Do you have to drink? Can you pass it on to your wife to drink, your kids to drink? So it always is always murky and always in the back of my mind. I felt bad. You know, maybe I should be drinking more. What's the halacha? How much do you have to drink if you're making Kiddush? So Shulchan Aruch is explicit about it. Sarach lishtos mi kosho kiddush. That's our case. You have a kosho kiddush. How much do you need to drink? Kimole lugmav. Mole lugmav. Tahainu, how much is that? How much you could swish it inside of your mouth, etc. Now, what is the shear of mole lugmav, just practically? So 55, samach mem kufs, which I believe is centimeters cubed, which is, for our practical purposes, according to help from Google, a little less than 2 ounces, I believe. I believe about 60 centimeters cubed, about 60 milliliters would be about 2 ounces, so a little bit less than 2 ounces. So we're talking about, do you have to drink 2 ounces of the grape juice? Now, again, it doesn't sound like such a big deal if you like grape juice. If you don't like grape juice, 2 ounces is a third of a plastic cup. So you have to drink that much or not. So do you have to drink that much? Or can you just, touch it to your mouth, taste a little bit, pass it on to your wife, your brother, your uncle, whatever it is, whoever's sitting there, and let your kids, my kids fight for the grape juice. You know, just give it to them, let them drink the rest. So Shulchan Aruch from Yud Gimel, you don't know. Halacha Yud Gimel. Fine. What's the reason why you need to drink Mole Lugmav? So 2 reasons are given, and these are extremely 2 important reasons which are pretty opposite from each other. So reason number 1, the Mishnah Berurah says, is because you need to drink this much because you need a shir chashuv sheyiz tisyashiv daito ayidei zeh. The wine needs to make an impression on you. You know what I mean? If you just have a little sip, a little touch it to your mouth, and not going to make you a little bit, I guess, calmer, tipsy, or whatever you want to say. You know, it's not going to really do anything to you. So therefore, you need to have enough of a size. 2 ounces, according to the Mishnah Berurah, halacha, is how much is considered that it will have an effect on you.
So grape juice can't do that.
Okay, so grape juice is a whole different issue. Can grape juice be used for a kiddush or not? You need a whole separate, probably 4-hour chabura for that. Now, let's assume grape juice is the same as wine, for that matter, and whatever the shear would wine would work for grape juice as well, just to make it easier. Yeah, grape juice is a whole, grape juice opens up a whole other can of worms. Let's assume wine. So you need to have wine, that much amount of wine, or grape juice, which is the like wine. Fine. That's reason number 1. Reason number 2, says the Sharetzion, is a totally different reason. Is the rabbis decided you need a kos chashuv. What's considered important, what the rabbis gave chashivas, Rabbi Chachamenu Choku Kavod L'Kos Shel Chova, the rabbi said, look, you want a kos shel bracha to be important, you better drink it. How much did the rabbis institute that you need to drink? A mole lugmav. So nothing to do with making you tipsy or anything. It's just that is the shear that the rabbis set up, which will show the chashivas for the cup. Now, what's the million-dollar nafkamina between these 2 opinions? Well, can you have 2 people? Okay, that's 1 point. Mole lugmav for who? Okay, fine. But let's assume it's mole lugmav for the average person. Average, me and you, not og melech habashen. Average person. So can you have 2 people combine for the mole lugmav? So if you say the mole lugmav was established to make you tipsy, so if me and you split the mole lugmav, we're each having half a mole lugmav, neither of us are going to get tipsy, because we're each having, or not tipsy, tipsy is the wrong word, I don't mean that in a pejorative sense. So maybe it may make you calmer, the wine will have an effect. So, if we each split the wine, we each have half a mole lugmav, so then neither of us are going to have any effect from the wine. So according to the first reason of the Mishnah Berurah, no good, 2 people can't split it. According to the reason that, no, the rabbis instituted that a mole lugmav of the cup needs to be drunk. It doesn't make a difference who drinks it, it's just kavod for the cup that a mole lugmav is drunk. So according to that, it doesn't make a difference who drinks it. Me and you could split it as long as that much is finished of the cup, that would be sufficient. So that's a huge nafkamina, which is very relevant for our halacha. So how do we paskin?
The second reason was because of
chashivas? Chashivas for the cup. The rabbis wanted that a cup shouldn't just pour the cup and then you dip a sip and you leave the cup there. You need a drink. But now I don't have to drink it. Me and him could both split it, right?
Didn't we always say chashivas is based on cost?
No, I guess it's a rabbi. Choku kavod. The choku kavod with kosho bracha, kosho chova. She starach my love of dafka. That's what it says. That's what the shayr says.
So the kais is the cup.
It shows that kiddush is important. If you don't imagine, you fill a big cup, you touch your tongue to it, and you put it down, and you forget about it. That's not kavod for the cup. So what you do is a kavod for the kiddush. What you do is according
but
to the shayr. I don't mean the
or
cup
the
per se. No, the mitzvah. Let's say covered
so
for the mitzvah.
Content should be based on what the contents are. So certain things are very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And certain things are cheaper. So grape juice wine is cheap.
Let me be one type of chashivas, but I think this is a different type of chashivas. I mean, this shows that the cup is important to you if people are drinking from the cup. If you just pour a cup and you leave it on the side, that shows it's not important. Here, if people drink from the cup, that shows that, oh, I must really value what is being done with this mitzvah. But according to that, I don't have to drink the whole thing. Let's split it and we'll both show the value of this cup. It doesn't... Right. As long as the wine is drunk or drinking, whatever, right? Drunk,
consumed.
Then you're finished, right? Consumed. Once the wine is consumed, then it's done. It doesn't make a difference. So it's a huge nafkamina. So how do we paskin? Which reason is the main reason? All you have to do is look at the next page of Shulchan Aruch. Next page of Shulchan Aruch tells you exactly what to do. And of course, what's the answer? It's machlokas. You turn to the next page, Shulchan Aruch says, let's say, im lo tam hamakadosh, the one who made the kiddush did not want to drink. Rather, he gave to someone else to drink, and that other person drank Malei Lugmav. Let's assume that other person is also being Yotze with his Kiddush. Yotze, then you're Yotze. Then Shulchan Aruch says, Be'en Shtia Shnayim Mitztarefes L'Malei Lugmav. Two people cannot combine to make a Malei Lugmav. Only Kol Mako, fine. V'yei Shomrim, I'm skipping over to the relevant parts. Te'kevan Shebein Kulam Tomu K'Malei Lugmav Yatsu. He says, well, maybe if two people combine, it does work. So he doesn't know. Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. Then he says something very scary. V'ga'onim Sovrim. Listen to this. The Gaonim hold Shim lo ta'am hamakadosh. If the one who makes kiddush doesn't taste, and the way the Ber Halacha understands that, doesn't taste a Malei Lugmav. So in other words, I'm making kiddush. I just take a little bit less than a Malei Lugmav. According to this Shulchan Aruch, lo yatsa. V'ra'oi lachush l'dvrayim. Halacha l'mais, I'm out of the game. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he's explicit. We should follow these Gaonim, that the Mekadesh, the one who's making Kiddush, should have to drink. Now, in the back of my mind, I always knew this. And so what I usually do is when I'm at a Kiddush, I'd prefer not to make Kiddush. You know, even if I'm the rabbi of the minion, I always tell someone else, let them make Kiddush, because I can never drink. So I'd rather let someone else make the Kiddush and drink. Fine, I figured, okay, but at my house, what do I do? So I figured, okay, I'm not like the Gaonim. I always have a chip on my shoulder. I go up to, after 120, I'm going to have to answer to this Gaonim. So, do we paskin like this Gaonim or not? What are you going to do? The Ber Halacha seem to say, Roy Lachash Lidvrayim. You have to, the Mekadosh has to drink. And it's even worse for me. The Chelkis Yaakov brought down the Piskei Tshuva says, of course, you know what? It's even better for me to be Mekadosh on Pas than not to have a Moe Logmov if I'm the making Kiddush. It's pretty scary, no? So I'm like, oh no, what are you going to do? You have a Ber Halacha, it seems to say that way. You have a Chelkis Yaakov Rebrish, who seems to pass, and then it better even have pass. So what are you going to do? Fortunately, I looked into this now, and we've got Heterim. The Aruch HaShulchan says, these Gaonim are a nice Kiddush, but it's a crazy Shita, says the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, that's a wild Shita, that you have to drink, the taster has to drink a Moe Lugmav. Where do you ever find that? And he brings other rayas that people would combine for Shiurim and stuff. He says, everyone could combine. It's totally okay if you have combination. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we don't really paskin. We're not Choshesh for Shitas a Gaonim. And therefore, it's okay to split it up. Even better, listen to this. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa alludes to people like me. Look what he writes. He says, Mitzvah min amuvchar. Okay, you can't deny it's the spitz. Best thing to do is shagam kol echad min mesubim yito mat yayin mikos kiddush. Everyone should have a little bit, but he says, we're in the wrong place. V'chachila, sorry. Yechachila yishte hamekadosh ba'atzmo shir moe lugma min ayayin. Okay, so I'm out of the game over here. L'charchila, you yourself should have to drink a Malei Lugmav. But then he says, listen to this. He says, "Umi she'enu yochol lishtos yayin k'Malei Lugmav." Someone who can't drink the 2 ounces, or he doesn't want to drink the 2 ounces. Okay, fine. What do you do? Yito ma'at min hayayin. You could just drink a little. V'achar, afterwards, yitin l'chavero lishtos k'Malei Lugmav. You could give it to your friend and let him drink a Malei Lugmav. You give it to your wife, and you're totally okay. He doesn't say, be m'kadosh Lashon Pas in that situation. He says, look, ideally it's better if the Mekadesh could drink all of it. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't can't, or he's just not interested in it, so give it to someone else and you're totally okay. Now, are we making like this, or do you have to be Machmir? Comes along the Kovetz Halachas, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and he says the minog is to be mekel. He says the minog is that people split up the cup, and people have, you could just taste a little bit. Oh, seemingly a cotton would be fine, for sure, your wife is totally okay, that's for sure. Good. And then, look at this, right when I was done preparing, I saw the Sigrus Moshe. You don't get better than Rav Moshe Feinstein. Listen to this line, yeah? Uchidumani, it appears, so it's not... That's so sure, but it appears to Rav Moshe, Shem Noagin Lahakil Shemitstarfin, that the Minaga Olam is that we're mitstarif, that I have less than a Moe Lugma, you could have Moe Lugma, that half a Moe Lugma, I have half a Moe Lugma, that's totally okay. What about the Gaonim? No, the Gaonim said you shouldn't do that. Obviously, the Minaga is not that, yeah, but even since it sounds like the Minaga is not like that Gaonim. And he says at the end, the best, this saves the, according to everyone, listen to this last line, Rav Moshe. But Gamani has died. It's a big chiddush. The chesheyishtu revius. If everyone together is going to combine and not only have a moe lugma, but me, you, me, my wife, and my kids are all going to together have a revius. That's for sure. My kids and I and my wife and everyone drinks more. For sure, you drink almost all the whole cup after you pass it around, right? In that situation, listen to this. He says, then mitstarfin ukulei alma. Then even according to the gaonim, you're okay, because once a revius is drank, or consumed of this cup, then that means that the whole cup, or enough of a cup was done, that we don't even need to worry about like having the wine have an effect. Once a revius is drunk and is done, then you're totally good, and you're totally consumed, and then you're definitely good, and you're totally fine. So according to Rav Moshe, it's a big chiddush, that as long as you pass it on, everyone has a revius, you don't even need to worry about the gaonim at all. Rav Moshe doesn't really build up where he's coming from, but according to that, then for sure. So just to recap, if you want to really be choshish for the gaonim, you really should drink a moe lugma of yourself. But if there's definitely room to rely, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Igrus Moshe, all seems to say, the Aruch HaShulchan, all seems to say, the minhag is that you could combine a bunch of people to have a moe lugma, and for sure, if you can have a revius together combined, then for sure you're okay, and therefore, you definitely don't have to drink yourself. According to this, now I don't have to feel guilty at all, ever about not making it. You make kiddush, you taste a little bit, give it to your wife and your kids, they finish it off for you, and I just have to have a teeny, teeny little bit. You don't like grape juice, you're totally fine.